So Prime Minister Netanyahu is addressing the nation of Israel. He has announced tonight that there will not be any deal with Hamas. And, quote, we will complete the destruction of Hamas. He told Blinken that the day after we finish this war, Secretary Blinken, Gaza will be demilitarized and Hamas will not exist. So there will not be an end to this conflict until Hamas is totally eliminated. Defeat will not include, quote, not part of Hamas, not half of Hamas, but the entire Hamas. And Netanyahu expects a complete victory. This is what I was telling. We talked about this because this has been out in Israel. I think the U.S. media too. No one expects this to be over inside of months or just a couple of months. It's already been going months. But then it could go through 2024. Netanyahu said it will be months. Not years, but also not days and not weeks. So months. So it's, you know, again, still a long-term battle. But I think what he said there is it's not good enough to get rid of half of Hamas. That they have to be completely destroyed. And, you know, it is an uphill task because it's not only defeating people as to who have become terrorists or individual terrorists, but the mindset that these even children have been trained in that have become terrorists
I think
generational terrorists.
Yeah, I think that's right. I think what you have here is a realization to the Israeli public that this is a war. This isn't an engagement. This is a full war. It was a huge attack on Israel. They are going to eliminate Hamas. Even outside pressure saying stop is not going to stop it. The hostage situation, while tragic, they'll be realistic as these numbers are coming forward. There are very few hostages still alive, it appears.
Yeah.
So that kind of also changes the military engagement here.
There's been all this talk about now that we are in this, you know, deeper into a war stage between Israel and Hamas, what deals are left to be done to get remaining hostages that may be alive returned home? And of course, there's other countries that have interest in this as well because a lot of dual citizens. But it's also months into a war now.
They are already putting out that another 35, initially they said 35 additional hostages they believe are no longer alive. They increased that to 50. Then they said earlier it may even be as high as 75 of the 120 left. There may be less than 50 hostages alive here. So I think what Hamas is struggling with, and I hate to even give them the courtesy of using the word struggle, but what Hamas is dealing with is they're not going to be able to deliver, Jordan, anything that is being promised as part of these negotiations. So they're going to keep saying no because the reality is they can't deliver the bodies.
Even the bodies.
Literally the bodies.
Yes. Yeah, when you say bodies, you mean dead bodies. They don't have those.
Right.
They've been kind of moving all over the Gaza Strip, and they've been pushed into different areas. But they have not. It's been an interesting conflict because it had the attacks by Hamas, the more traditional attacks by Hamas, continue.
Yes,
rocket fire continues.
So as the activity increased in the south of Gaza, and Gaza's, remember, is only 7 miles wide and 25 miles in length, top to bottom. As it moved to the south, Hamas went back into the north and asserted control again. So they are not eliminated. And I think you have to Israel has no choice but to eliminate this threat. And our interest in that is to stabilize that region because it is one of the most important regions of the world economically, politically. But there also needs to be a focus here legally on what took place on October 7th. And what I'm talking about there is not just the issue of hostages, but the genocide that took place, the deaths that took place, the horrors and tragedies of October 7th, and we need to put the International Criminal Court in The Hague on notice that we expect justice here. And this is going to take a whole new strategy. We'll talk about it as we get into it.
There was a lot of focus on hostages and not as much focus on the 1,400-plus people who were killed, who lost their life that day.
Correct.
in those attacks.
Jeff, the spokesperson for the Biden administration and for Secretary Blinken, reiterated yesterday that the United States' support for the establishment of a Palestinian state is the best way to ensure lasting peace and security for Israelis and Palestinians alike and greater integration for the region. This baloney, and that's being kind, this approach of a two-state solution is historically a total failure. Let's just be clear. And this is, I'm not talking about 20 years of history here. I'm not talking about 40 years of history here. I'm talking about since the modern state of Israel has been formed. They are not going to have a two-state solution. You look at 60 years of 75 years now of history, it just doesn't exist.
They're trying to arm twist Saudi Arabia into this as well. because publicly Saudi Arabia has always spoken with some thought about a Palestinian state of two states. But privately, the Saudis have for a long time known and expressed their views that the notion of yet another Arab state there, especially what we're talking about giving the heartland, Judea and Samaria, all of Israel's strategic depth to a massive terror state, destroys Jordan, which is the other border it would have, destroys Israel, and puts the entirety in a state of violence.
Yep.
Oil supplies completely disrupted, economy tanks, and basically this is a complete win for the Iranian jihadis that launched October 7th through Hamas.
Secretary Blinken discussed the United States' vision, quote, for a durable peace and security in the region, then again reiterated the support for the establishment of the Palestinian state. Also stressed the urgent need to de-escalate tensions in the West Bank and prevent the conflict from expanding. Again, the naivete of all of this is that it's expanding because Hamas has an influence even in the West Bank, where it's supposed to be the Palestinian Authority in control.
Let's be very blunt about this. It's worse than naivete, Jay, right? I mean, all the domestic coverage of this refers to, I can't say all, much of the domestic coverage about why Blinken is doing this refers to the fact that the Biden administration has a domestic electoral problem with the woke part of its base that actually supported Hamas, supported the genocide and destruction of Israel. And so this is actually reaching out to them. This is not about peace, stability, tamping down violence. This actually is about rewarding the violent people because they have a domestic political agenda, and the coverage is very clear about it. They're not shy about it.
Folks, it's the vital interest of the United States to make sure that our ally is maintained and not put in a vulnerable situation again. This was a horrible security failure on behalf of the Israeli government. There's no question about it. And eventually they'll figure out what happened there. But we're 4 months into a conflict that's going to probably go on for over a year.